What's good?
What's up, bro?
Where are you? Are you in New York?
I'm in New York. Yeah, I'm here.
And what's up? Wait,
they know. I literally, that song was playing while we were walking.
No.
So
yeah.
I know. I know.
But who am I? I am Sky. I am Fly. Not in the shy. Not singing the lullaby. Living my best in the wild, wild west. And I'm with who?
Why you got so much shade for Chicago? You gotta talk about that. What's up, world? It's your girl, Sylvia, all day, two up, two down. And as Guy said, currently in New York City for work purposes, my actual government job.
And who are we?
So, yeah.
Who are we? We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, everything.
Delivering content. Delivering content with soul and seasoning to moisturize your skin.
And lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
And so, what are we doing this week? So this week, Sills is in faraway land. Work on a work
trip. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
This week, we have a special episode. Well, it's the first example of an episode of how we'll cover games this season. It's pretty extensive. We won't be as extensive in season, but we're going to do it a little differently. But we're going to listen to audio, little interviews. I did during the preseason game of Angel City playing Club America. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that correctly?
Are you checking with the Club America fan?
Yeah, the Club America fan that lives here. Actually, Club America is a fan is featured in this episode. You'll hear later. And you'll hear various interviews from fans, all kinds of fans. In-game, post-game, you'll hear some of my foolishness in the press box. You'll hear some press conference stuff, and you'll hear other things. And hopefully y'all like it. So, we'll do that. And then after the break that leads into the interviews, we'll be back for some, what are those, hits and riffs. So, are we excited? Are you excited?
I am excited, and I've heard some sneak peeks, and I think the people will be excited as well. It's good stuff.
All right, so get ready, get set, go after.
I was gonna say, tag. I can't do it anymore.
What?
I was gonna say, ready yet? Get set. It's all. Wow, we have shown our age today.
All right, so after this break, you'll hear the whole swath of interviews, and it will be back at the end. So it's gonna be a lot of Shea Butters. So stay tuned. Peace.
Yeah.
Shea.
All right, what's good? This is Sky. I'm Fly. I'm currently with Erica. Say hi.
Hello.
All right, so we're going to talk about a couple of questions. What are we talking about? So, where are you from?
I am from Walnut, California.
Where is Walnut, California?
You know where Cal Poly Pomona is? It's like up the street from there.
Okay, I don't know where that is, but yeah, go
San Gabriel Valley.
Okay, there we go.
San Gabriel Valley.
So, okay. So, I got a question. So, you're part of a supporter group?
Yes.
Out here in these streets?
Yep.
What supporter group?
AC Pandemonium, baby.
All right, Panda. All right, so I got a couple of questions because we're doing a new thing where we're interviewing people game day, pre-game, post-game, all game. So we out here in the streets. So first off, what do you think about the ACFC community from a supporter's perspective, you're a supporter. How do you like being in the streets?
I've actually been able to volunteer my time more constructively being a part of the supporters group.
Okay.
And, you know, we try to do as many ACFC affiliated events as possible as a whole. But I have been able to, which is what something I wanted to do, give back in different ways, which has been something that I appreciate a lot. So I've been trying to like do something productive. We're in a pandemic, we're all sitting at home, so, you know, just filling our thumbs and all that jazz. So I've been able to give back in ways that I've wanted to and in ways that I'm able to, and so it's been feeling good. I like it.
All right, that's what's up. So, okay, what would you like to see?
like, because we're out here at a preseason game.
ACFC's playing Club America Femenil.
So, okay, so what would you like to see, I guess, from a supporter perspective? Because you're a black supporter. So, yep. What would you like to see?
You know, I would just like to see that there's vision on the field, that there's a plan, a game plan, that we're sticking to it, that, you know, it's not just shooting goals off people's stomachs and all that stuff. you know, she didn't mean to do that. But, you know, I just want to see that, you know, there's a tactical game plan going, that there is something cohesive. You know, that'd be huge for us. I think being cohesive was just not something we were able to do last season. You know, injuries count and all that jazz. But, you know, it would be nice to see something on the field that translates to, okay, they've been in the lab, they've been working, they, you know, scoring off of set pieces, you know, run of play and everything like that, not just penalties, not just like random, random moments.
Some evolution.
Right, evolution to our game. You know, I want to see something like, you know what, that is ACFC football right there.
Okay.
Like NC Courage of old, where it's just like, damn, that's a classic NC Courage goal.
Okay, I feel you. That's what's up. So, okay. So, you want to see evolution in year two.
Yes.
And we're in preseason. So, that's going to be interesting.
Let's try it, you know. Throwing stuff at the walls and seeing if it sticks is in a game plan.
Right.
That's not a game plan.
Okay, so quick question. So, a couple more questions.
Okay.
Who's your favorite black ACFC player?
Simone Chiley. I love her.
Why?
Because she's so nice. You can tell she just works so hard. She's always competing, always running. You know, last season, the goals came late, but she was working. Her motor was going. She was drawing PKs. She was doing the hard work. You know, it didn't always pay off, but I appreciate her effort. And, you know, and at the end of the game, she had time for fans, you know. And it's not that anybody else didn't. It's just, you know, she was, after running for however many minutes, she still had a big old smile on her face. So it's just, she's just easy to root for. And I appreciate that a lot.
Hey, that's what's up. Simone is the homie. So friend of the pod, been on the pod. That's what's up.
Love it.
All right, so what's your favorite ACFC moment?
You know, it has to be the first goal scored last year on the first game, because it was just a big moment. We were just like, oh man, we got NCC, you know, they just came off the Challenge Cup win. It seemed like everything was against us, but then we had like this huge TIFO, we had this all these fireworks, this big fanfare.
You were in the supporter section.
Yeah, I was in the supporter section for that one, and it was just awesome, because all of a sudden it's just like 2-3 minutes in, we score a goal, we're like, what? Because, I mean, we just won the last Challenge Cup game against Portland off a penalty, and it was just kind of like, don't know what it's going to look like come regular season, but it all came together in that moment, and it was awesome. June had some magic, Vanessa was in the right spot, and she froze the keeper off a header. It was dope.
All right, yeah, that's real. That was a fun-ass moment.
Yeah.
Like, the stadium was on fire. I thought the press box was going to melt. Like, for real.
But it was electric. It was absolutely electric.
All right, so one last question. So this is International Women's Day.
Right?
Yeah, so who are inspirational women that you've seen on the pitch and off the pitch in your life?
On the pitch and off the pitch? Off the pitch, it'd be my aunt. She's a recently retired California judge.
Okay.
Saw her get sworn in.
Hey!
And, you know, it's just been awesome to see her do some really big cases up in Oakland. And just kind of, you know, I swear I saw her at a party at her house. I saw her sign a warrant and still go back to cooking dinner for the party. So, you know, it's just, you know, you can do amazing things and, you know, still just be out here living your life, you know. On the pitch, you know, I've always respected Sydney LaRue, how hard she's worked, how hard she's fought to get back to where she's at, you know, pregnancies and injuries and everything like that. You know, she's just a fighter. Kristen Press, and you know, a lot of our ACFC homies, you know, on the team, I think we got a lot of great ones, and you know, I'm excited to see Sarah play tonight. I'm excited to see the chemistry and everything link up. Like, you know, if we see some black girl magic tonight, I'm gonna be floating.
Yeah, you gotta float for me, because I'm gonna be in the press box.
So yeah, you know, I'm in the supporter section. I can float all day.
Yeah. All right, so actually, I want to talk to you. So this is part of our new series where we're talking to people pre-game, in-game, if we'll get to that later. but post game. So I'm gonna ask you some questions later.
Okay.
But yeah, thank you, Erica, for talking. Say bye.
Bye.
All right, hello. We're out here again. Out here in the streets. What's good? So how are you doing? What's your name?
Patricia.
Patricia. So I'm Sky out here, and so we're doing a special thing where we're talking to people pregame. So you're a fan out here. What did you think of the community experience? Because you went to all the games last year, right?
Yes.
What do you think of the community experience for Angel City compared to maybe what you've seen before? And like, what do you like? And what would you like to see?
Yeah. All right. Well, I definitely saw a strong sense of community at other games that I've been to, like men's games. Felt like there was more of like just a different energy. And everything that I've found with Angel City has been super positive. It's been I love like girl power kind of attitude, strong female empowerment. I see kids, I'm a teacher, my students are at these games too.
Okay.
I'm running into them. Like, it's like a cool way to bond with them too, because today already a student was like, am I gonna see you tonight?
Oh,
like, really excited. And a lot of them, like, they're writing papers and they're telling how they want to become players for Angel City when they grow up.
Oh wow.
And so I don't know, it's just great to see like the kids here, the families, and just, you know, we've met so many people at these games that it's been really cool.
Okay, that's what's up. So what's your favorite Angel City moment from last season?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Oh, I don't even know if I could pinpoint one right now. I'm thinking like, oh gosh, sorry. I don't know if I can remember a specific game, but just times when we come back, you know, like, and we win it in the end, and they have a spirit like that where they just keep going, and they, you know, they push themselves, and they're so aware of their fans, and they stay after and talk with everybody, and it's just, again, like, it's just like a really cool feeling. I feel very a part of Angel City because of the way that just the players play. And
okay,
yeah,
that's what's up. So what are you looking forward to see this today in preseason?
Just to see maybe some of the new players and like how they're gonna work together. Some of the players that maybe haven't gotten to play because they've been injured, so I'm excited to see that dynamic, just how we look this year, because
right,
it's still kind of unknown. Like, we lost some people,
right.
Game people, so
okay. So because we are a Shea Butter FC and we do highlight black players, do you have a favorite black player on the team?
I love Simone Charlie.
Okay.
Like, just
number two for two.
Yeah, she's just, you know, she also, her and Jasmine Spencer, I was just telling my cousin this, they came to my school district last year and
okay.
did a whole, like, you know, players collective type situation, and I heard they're coming back again this year. So just, you know, not only for the way she plays and, like, just the smile on her face always, but also just them giving back and, you know, working with kids and showing the community love.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. I guess because it is International Women's Day, who are some inspirational people that you see? You mentioned two on the pitch, but do you have any inspirational women in your life that you like to highlight?
Yeah, I mean, my mom.
Okay.
She's amazing. She was a single mom for a lot of my childhood, and she just, you know, I never felt like I lacked anything. I feel like I had like an amazing childhood, and looking back now, like, being the age I am and realizing how old, you know, this is how old she was when she was, you know, taking care of me and my brother, and I can't even imagine that life, like, just so.
Okay.
Yeah, strong. I have a lot of strong women in my life, but for sure my mom is definitely up there.
Cool. So this was a game where we have Club America playing Angel City, and so, you know, we're talking about a cultural integration. From your perspective as a fan, are there some cultural elements you would like to see that you haven't seen from Angel City yet that you might identify with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Allie Riley's, you know, representing the AAPI, the uh-huh. Pacific Islander, like, would love to see, you know, some of that, you know, mixed in.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely, I don't remember really seeing much of that represented when I was growing up.
Right.
So definitely would be something that would be kind of cool to bring in, like, islands. Island flavor or something. A little
okay, 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 okay. Thank you for talking with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here at the game, live, getting ready. It's about to go down. They already did the player intros. They're about to do the anthem. Already in the press box.
Performing the Mexican national anthem.
As you can hear.
From Boyle Heights, Mariachi Las Catrinas.
Let's go. All right, so it's halftime. Melissa Thompson. And one mixtape for Son of God. Way better midfield movement than the Nets last year. Sarah Gordon's back. But this is a pretty dope game. It's not like a 3-5-2. More so of a 3. It's like a multi. It's an interesting formation. What we got on the sheet, you got 5 defenders, 3 midfielders, 4 midfielders, and 1 forward, the goalkeeper. But they're not running it like that. Jasmine and Paige are like wingbacks. Sarah is central with Reed. Well, she's playing central, but then she'll drop back. And then, like, some kind of way, Madison Hammond's acting like a defensive mid. Claire, June, in the midfield with Savannah, and then Alyssa is central or somewhere up there. So it's been real interesting, really dope. Again, Alyssa's off-ball movement is incredible.
It's gonna be
fun to watch her with all the other fast-ass pieces, like when Kristen and Sydney get back. Woo. God bless, good luck to you. This ain't gonna be no one-on-one, you try to stop one, nah baby, it's gonna be a trap meet. They gonna flood this shit. So it's gonna be interesting to see. We'll talk more. Let's get ready for the second half.
Hey, listen. Could you just walk us through your day? Any extra nerves coming in here tonight? And then how did the game sort of play out for you?
So this morning I kind of woke up early because I was a little nervous, a little anxious. And then I went to school with my sister, had English. And then I went back home. I was getting more nervous as like time progressed. I was just trying not to think about it that much. My dad took me here and I slept in the car. I was just thinking about the game. And then when I got here, I was just like trying to focus and just trying to feel like comfortable because I was really nervous. And then when I stepped on the field, I felt better and I just was like, I felt comfortable with the teammates and I feel prepared for what the game was, like what was gonna happen.
Lisa, can you kind of take us through, you get the ball there just inside the app?
Yeah, so I got the ball and then I felt there was a lot of space, so I kept dribbling and then I was trying to go through the defender and she got a touch but I kept going and then I saw the keeper coming out so I just took a touch around her and then
well, so you played a couple different spots on the field, you know, you were at the 9 but you were shifting, you know, sides occasionally. What was the discussion like between the coaches and what were you, you know, all looking for when you were, you know, being versatile across the top line?
Yeah, I think, well, they just told me to play the 9 and as like the front 3, Claire and June, we all just interchange positions and I think that's best for trying to confuse the defenders. So, yeah, I think the interchange definitely helped us score goals.
Alyssa Jackson here with Women's League Balls. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the environment. Obviously, there were a lot of fans cheering, some fireworks even. Just what were your thoughts, or how was that for you as far as taking all that in, just on the special night too?
Yeah, I feel like in the beginning, it was crazy. I've been in the stands, so I was like, just being on the field was a different feeling, just the crowd. I felt like just community around me, and when the fireworks came on, I was shocked. I didn't know they could bring fireworks in here. I thought they were gonna stop the game or something. I didn't know what was happening, but yeah, that was shocking. But it was a really cool environment, and I've never played in something like this before.
Yeah, and just speaking of that environment with your teammates, is there anything in particular from these veterans that maybe you just looked up to that you really wanted to incorporate into your performance tonight, at least?
Yeah, I think just quality of finishing. Once they have a chance, they take that and they finish. So I feel like they've definitely held me to a higher standard in training and stuff like that. So that's definitely helped me just continue to grow.
Ms. Thompson, first and foremost, happy International Women's Day. Want to remind you that you broke the glass ceiling on behalf of SC Blue. You're the first player from that team to play for Angel City FC. How advantageous was your playing time with SC Blue Heat, with you being unstoppable, undeniable, and unapologetically amazingly a great top player?
Yeah, the time there was amazing. I feel like I definitely grew as a player, and being able to play the 9 and play 7, play the 11, that's definitely helped me grow into the player I am today. Playing there at such a young age too with my sister was amazing. And being able to do that, I think it's definitely helped me grow.
Miss
Kaito
from
Blue
Team India. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
How did it feel to score your first ever career goal in your hometown?
It felt amazing. Honestly, surreal. I obviously wanted to go on the field and try my best and score. So I was just really happy, and being able to be surrounded by my teammates, as I said, was so amazing. And just like the hugs and yeah, it's just everything that I worked for in this preseason kind of came to a good ending with that goal.
Hi, congratulations. This is Steve Angeles with the Filipino channel. A lot of people are keeping track of you in the Filipinos. I guess it's coming out that you are part Filipino. Just, you know, what does it mean to you to also have, like, the country behind you, people watching you, aside from, you know, doing this in front of your hometown?
It means everything to me. I think I come from so many different backgrounds, and being able to inspire little girls that look like me and that want to play soccer and don't have someone to look up to, it's really cool, and I never thought I would be doing it so young, but I think it's such a good opportunity for me to be here and inspire people. So yeah.
Thank you. Never kill it, everyone. Yeah.
But between rotating players and trying out, it looks like a couple different formations out there. How's your first impression about how it all went?
Yeah, I'm very happy with how it went tonight. I think things I'm really pleased with are firstly the movement of our front line. I think the rotations were good. I think being able to pick up off of each other's movement and be able to look threatening and create so many more chances, I think, than we did last season. I think our back line did an amazing job as well of just defending and being resolute in there. And I think that we played as a team tonight, which was exciting. Yeah, so very happy.
Alyssa.
That's the question. yeah, I thought, you know, it was a fantastic debut for her in front of the home supporters that we have. I thought her goal she took so coolly, and like she'd played in 100 games in this stadium. I think the occasion put her off. I think she made the correct decision in the way that which she finished and swatted it home. And then I think that she looked threatening all night and was able to work. I think she mentioned there the communication with her teammates, and I think that was evident with players like Claire Ensley putting her arm around her during the game, offering her words of advice, being able to advise her. And that makes such a difference. So I think we're a team that's willing to support her, and she's willing to support the team. So it's a great relationship.
I was going to ask about Hammond. You used her in a double hole, and then back line when you saw the game. Talk about what you saw from her and what you're looking for from her and kind of that position.
Yeah, I think she's able to defend the space in front of the back line and well, and be able to read moments to step in. Obviously, she's fairly new to that position for us and hasn't been exposed there in front of a crowd, although we've experimented with it in preseason games. But I think she offers us an option in there to look solid defensively, but also her distribution and her ability to open the game up a little bit with some longer passes was good for the group tonight.
Hey, Maria, what's impressed you the most about Alyssa doing her game?
I think she's a very smart presser. So defensively, she gets herself in really good positions. She tactically knows where to go. She's able to work well within the team off the ball. I think on the ball, she offers really great movement for us to be able to break into spaces. She's able to face up. We look at some of the balls that were played into her tonight, how quickly she's able to get face up and go 1v1 with her opponent. And then, you know, now looking at how poorly she's got the ball home, you know, and her ability to finish has been really impressive.
Fred, just thinking about Sarah Gordon's return, what were you most pleased with when it comes to that back line and just how the team was really working together?
Yeah, Sarah was tremendous tonight. I think she's shown herself in all of our preseason games so far as she's been increasing minutes. She's been very consistent. I think she's been winning the ball. I think her distribution has been good. She defends the space so well in behind the back line and just adds that air of experience and seniority to our back line, which, you know, has gone a long way for just holding our shape and giving our back line confidence. So she'll continue to get more minutes and as we get closer to the season, but incredibly pleased with her and for her with her return to the field.
Two more questions. Coach, not that Junendo is ever boring to watch, but she really looks like she's having some fun out there, playing with some sauce. Obviously, she came out of, you know, a tough Japan camp during She Believes. What's your assessment of, like, where she is right now in the season and, you know, how she's operating in that left winger space?
Tonight, I thought she was absolutely fantastic. She did so much that was, A, on the ball, but also off the ball in order to create for her teammates. And I think the relationships are starting to develop with just her movement that creates opportunities for others, as well as just the flair that she brings. You know, we saw her when she played for Japan in order to have the assist when she won the penalty. And she had a couple of moments like that tonight that, you know, right in front of the bench where she had a little flicks and tricks. And we just want to encourage a lot more of that from her. And then just get that final piece of some ruthlessness in front of goal. She's always looking to supply her teammates. She's a very unselfish player, but I think, you know, she's such a great finisher. Just want to give her more opportunity and put her in those spaces, but absolutely think she's a fantastic young talent.
How is the style of soccer in Mexico different than the style of soccer in the United States?
Yeah, I think, getting to play in both the U.S. for a couple of years and the MSL now going over to Mexico, I just think the style of playing in the U.S. is a little bit more like physicality, a little bit more speed, focus on that. And I think in Mexico, you know, it's all about the possession and the ball speed and how we're playing and stuff like that. So I think they both have a lot of good positives. So just getting the chance to be able to play in both leagues is just helping me grow my game a lot.
Karina Rodriguez, happy National Women's Day. I applaud
Thank
you for all the experience
Thank
and
you.
Success you have achieved on and off the soccer field. What's been your greatest go-to advice to yourself in just always playing with so much heart, so much passion, and quite frankly, always leaving a positive impact alongside your teammates in every soccer game you play?
Oh, thank you so much for that. Those are some really nice words. I just always want to give 100% of myself when I step inside those lines. I want to give 100% to my teammates, to myself. I think I just have this God-given talent. I want to do the most I can with it. And for Women's Day and days like today, I just think we all went out there and played with heart and just are trying to do our best to help move the game forward. So I think showing the world that, you know, even though we're women, we can still compete and we can still put on a show for everyone. And so I hope that we are able to do that today.
Thanks, big time.
Yeah.
Hi, Cameron Neal with the Sporting Tribune. You guys played just 2 days ago and you made it out here.
Yeah.
How do you think that impacted you guys today, just level of fatigue, et cetera?
Yeah, I think you saw it kind of towards the end. We had a little bit of some tired legs, but I'm really, really proud of the group. I think it's all about playing with heart. As you said, we played Monday, traveled all day yesterday, and still came out here, and you saw we gave it our all. And people were fighting through tired legs, but I think that's what it's about. And and we do it for the girls out there in the stands and for everyone. So it's a little bit of a toll on our body, but we're really happy to be here and to play in front of all the fans. I think you saw the stadium was filled with Omenica fans, so it's an honor for us to be here and play in front of them.
Karina, we've talked about culture and obviously being here tonight in your hometown with your family. What was that like to just have that embrace with them? But as you're mentioning, just seeing those young fans of getting to pour back into them in that way as well.
Yeah, it's always an honor to get to play here in Los Angeles. This is where I grew up and this is where it all started for me. So I never take it for granted getting to play in this city. And so I just wanted to give it my all and do the best that I can and make my family proud. So I'm just thankful for this opportunity, thankful that I got to wear the Omenica jersey today, and having a lot of family from Mexico, it was really special to play for this team in this city today.
Hey, so I'm from the Athletic. Angel City, obviously, it's their preseason. They were really rotating players. They were even rotating formations. They were hitting you guys at a 4-2-3-1. They were continuing to hit a 4-4-2. Just how do you feel like the team was able to react in the moment to adapt to, like, you know, a team that was really shifting around and experimenting?
Yeah, as you said, they did have a lot of fresh legs. They kept rotating in, and as I mentioned earlier, we did come off a game just about a day ago. But I think we were able to adapt. I think we created our fair share of really quality chances. I think it was unlucky for it to not go in for us tonight. But I think you could see we were still trying to problem solve. We were still trying to connect passes and do what we knew how to do. But I applaud Angel City. I think they played very well tonight. They're looking sharp, and I wish them the best of luck this season.
Here we go. We are back post game in the parking lot. All right, Erica, how was the game?
Oh, that was insane. That was so much fun. Good to be back.
All right, so did you see those goals up close?
I did. I stand right behind the goal. It was awesome. Smoke in my face. Fantastic. Claire should have counted.
Okay, so you saw Simone's goal up close, right?
I was drumming at that time. So, but yeah, I saw it from above. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. She made a normal run that she said she usually does, that she was doing last year, and she would not have made that last year. But this year she's healthy. She looks fit. She looks like she's concentrating super hard on the goal. It was probably like 25 feet wide. She could not miss. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
So what you said earlier, did you see the things you wanted to see in this preseason game?
You know, I was a little shocked to see some people in certain places where they were not before, and I think I need to see it like against somebody else, but it could work.
Right?
It could be doing some things.
They were flipping formations. They had all kind of crazy ass formations.
I do have this to say. Sarah Gordon is back.
Yeah, she is that woman. Sarah did that thing.
She did what she needed to do. And she did it looking strong. She looked so good. You know, she made her, like, there was like a wayward ball going and nobody was going to get to it. She just said, I'm in it. She's like, I got this. She looked so good. I turned to my friend. I was like, she's back.
Yeah.
She's back.
Oh, okay, question. So, Alyssa Thompson. Yeah, we almost got kicked out of Press Box. We was wild. Because we was like, yo, she cooked it. Yo.
21, do your thing. 21, do your thing. 21.
Yo.
She looks every bit worthy of the number one draft pick. Anything and everything we gave up for her,
yeah,
worth it in spades. Like, just
off the ball movement, on the ball movement, in spaces.
Her work rate
insane, and can defend.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, she's gonna round the keeper. It's gonna take too long.
No,
she knew exactly what she was doing.
It was similar to the goal she did in France, actually.
It was. I wish that one had a better camera.
Yeah.
Or watched it on
it
a better
similar.
Device. But it actually was similar.
Yeah, it was
know?
Real similar. That's
I mean,
what
the
like.
Official wasn't the one feeding her the ball, but, you know.
Yeah.
We can dream.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay. So did you enjoy your International Women's Day with that performance there?
I did. I was absolutely surprised to see that Club America Femenil fans got fireworks inside the stadium. That was nuts. It was like, what is that? What is that? And all of a sudden, all this smoke and fireworks. It was awesome. The smoke just encompassed the entire side, that side of the field. It looked crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was absolutely crazy. Okay. But you know what? We're celebrating women out here.
You realize
I'm a
fan of both teams, right?
All right, so it's got info. So thank you, Erica.
Bye.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All right. I'll holler at you. Thank you. We out here. Another Angel City W 3-0. Whoever thought we would get to that point?
Multiple goals? Say what?
Yeah. Also 21. Do your thing. All right.
Hello, Alex.
Roommate.
Alex, what did you think of the game in the supporter section? Oh, Alex, Hoop America fan.
I was in my Angel City jersey until the final whistle, and we won. I don't know if I was getting shit either. I banged the drums for Angel City Jesus, as you so kindly put it.
Yes, okay. We'll try that again. So, how was it sitting in the stands?
Club America fans had more pyrotechnics, flares, everything. Just overall better.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Actually, let me tell you something. I should have took video of that shit, but when they popped, I knew the fireworks were coming. So when it popped off, I was like, oh shit, here they go. But it was funny, because actually you will hear, because I will get audio from Jada, who was sitting in my seat in the midfield box. She quickly texted me like, yo, this is what they do at soccer games? They're setting up fireworks? And I was like, yeah. But okay, so how was it sitting, banging with drums for Angel City Jesus in supporter section at this preseason game? Did you like what you saw on the football field from both teams?
Considering America lost 3-0, not necessarily, but I know their injuries.
Yes.
I know the injuries are bringing down on them, and they just played a game on Monday where they beat Pachuca 3-2 in a game that actually mattered. So
right.
I can't be that mad.
Right, right.
But as far as Angel City goes, I mean, we can't all be different about, you know, that one person.
Yes. We're going to start on a good note and not talk about
Alyssa Thompson. Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Alyssa Thompson's goal. Like I was telling Alex, we almost got kicked out first box. Everybody was totally in wrong. We was out there living a good life. But let me tell you, that was a phenomenal goal. Actually, people didn't think that goal was going in, but it was going in. I knew immediately. So.
I mean, no offense, once you rounded the keeper, I don't think there was really a... Both goals, Simone Charlie's and Alyssa Thompson's goal, I was like, oh no, different keeper, same result.
Oh, yeah. Getting cooked.
You know what the freaking goalkeeper coach is going to be practicing this week with them?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, it was good, though. It was weird to be back in Angel City atmosphere. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
But, overall, good. We still need to at least work on some drumming with some new chants. But, somebody was like, I wouldn't be mad if we get fireworks. So I was like, I don't know if we allow fireworks.
Whoa, yeah, I don't know about that.
But I got a lot more flares than we deserve because of Emily's goalie.
Yeah. So if y'all didn't know, allegedly people were saying that there was a VAR.
I don't think there was.
But I know it shouldn't be, but I think it was. That's why I got caught off.
These refs are already in VAR mentality. That the sideline ref is like, hold on, in my head, I saw this. But
yeah.
He's like, oh shit, I was supposed to raise the flag. We're not VAR implementing it. She was offside.
But okay, so what did you think of the varying formations? Because they kept switching for Angel City was switching formations in game. So what did you think about that?
I just want to go back to a point that my allergies were acting up when I saw Sarah Gordon on the pitch.
Right.
And I wore my jersey and see nothing happened, so I can wear that again. Moral of the story. But no, I wasn't mad. I really was not mad at Madison Hammond at 6. I miss Golcaria, but I'm here for Madison Hammond having more playing time.
Right.
Still, I feel like, I mean, midfield, you especially attacking midfield, you kind of need to
fix it.
Yeah, the communication, it's just not like, I mean, yeah, they were moving around in her and Thompson for a little bit, but I don't know, maybe everybody just wanted their goal, but it still wasn't the best play on some occasion. You needed
like freaking pass or like get open, but yeah, or make runs when somebody instead passes you the ball.
Right, yeah, yeah. But, so yeah, they're probably gonna have to figure this attacking midfield position. Because honestly, even in the first half, Alyssa could have had about 2 goals. Claire could have had 2 goals. Like, it was there, but you were missing that piece. But we are in preseason. It was wild seeing people in positions.
And I mean, overall, you still won 3-0.
Yeah.
So you can't see the back.
Well, yeah, yeah. But it was cool seeing people in different positions. We did not see them in last season.
So. I love seeing Endo in an attacking position, mind you, not in a fucking outside back.
Yes. Also, we saw Paige Nielsen as a wing back.
Also saw Paige Nielsen score a goal.
Right, yeah. Score a goal. That was like, holy shit.
I was like, wait, hold on. Who was that?
Yeah, that was Paige. Yes, it was. Also, Jackson Spencer was used as a wing back. Yeah. But even in the press conference, they were talking about how they were switching formations. Freya was like, we're looking at different things. So, yeah. Get ready for that. Good luck to you having to defend the track meet, FC. because keep in mind, people are not helping it. Yeah, we did.
You forgot
that. I did not do that. I said Track Meet FC. Shout out to Never Log Off. But Track Meet FC was out here in the building. Yeah, because you just not. What are you going to do when Kristen and Sydney are healthy?
But it's not even just the attacks. Defense too.
Yeah.
There were some balls where, like, I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit scared on Sarah going in on some of those.
Yeah, yeah.
She got them clear today, but.
Yeah, there's a beautiful. Actually, one skyscraper gifted. A beautiful ball that Sarah Gordon cleared.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna need you to say his full name.
Okay. Andre, Latavius, Jerome, Tyrone, Encombe, Octavio.
No, it's not Octavio.
Quentin, Quintarius. That's not right. I'm making up shit. And we're on the highway as we're doing this recording. But, yeah, one skyscraper gifted a really good clip of Sarah Gordon sending a ball into the stands.
Doing the Lord's work.
Because it was like, they really thought they was about to go score. And then she's clear, she sent that on out into the Netherlands.
The best chance was the one that Dee Dee stopped, though. Like, that one was on frame. And, like, it had a weird, like, spin to it. But, like, aside from that, honestly, I'm really good to get much, like, even on it. Well, there was that one that freaking...
Or Kate.
Caddy Martinez turned into the defender. My God, flashbacks of last year.
Well, actually, Caddy tossed the shit out of Paige and, who was that? Paige and Reed got, they got ate up.
Yeah, but they didn't really have much, like, opportunity. They could have, I feel like they could have done more, to be honest, because they had a lot of, like, movement off the ball, like outside of the box, but they just couldn't get the service in. I was a very mixed emotional state.
You were like, what the fuck?
I wouldn't have minded in America goal. The freaking Angel City was already up 2-0 at that point, and then we got the third, and I was like, well, you could have just, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you changed goalkeepers too, so, but in any case, I was a bit of a wreck. Wanted goals on the other end as well, but I understand they're going through stuff right now, and as long as, you know, we're still doing well in the league, I can't be mad.
Right. So, that was the game. Oh, wait. Who are women on International Women's Day that inspire you on and off the pitch?
Why are you looking at me that way? Don't. I'm not going to say you.
Oh, my God. Answer the freaking question.
On and off the pitch. On the pitch, I'm still a little emotional about Sarah Gordon on the pitch.
Okay.
Came back kicking ass like nothing's wrong. Off the pitch, I'd be remiss not to say, like, my family, particularly my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
I'm not getting emotional. It's fine. She left me for Peru. It's fine. But, I mean, she's got 9 kids, you know. I don't plan to have kids, but she's still a role model, and she's a tough broad. So, that's a nice way to put it.
All right. I was gonna say, okay, so you're Peruvian. What would you like to see in the Angel City situation as a Peruvian?
You know what?
And find some community vibes at a soccer game.
I think I've been pretty, like, vocal about the same thing. I just need people to understand that, granted, we live in SoCal, we're so close to the Mexican border, but that's also the entrance for a bunch of people from Central America, so South America, everything. Like, my family, I'm first generation. They're from freaking South America. Like, there is other, you know, ethnicities, races, everything aside from just Mexico. And I'm not bashing. I just need people to realize that there's more to it and embrace it, especially in LA. You have so many freaking, like, Salvadorian cultures. Like, just, I don't want to see another taco challenge at the point.
Okay. That's fair. That's true. That's real.
We're beyond this.
That's true. This goes for, and you'll hear in a future episode, actually, a hint for an upcoming episode that's coming. Yes. Just because you might think you saw a portion of a culture, like in Los Angeles, you're seeing a lot of Mexican culture express itself in soccer. There are different, there are various types of cultures of the Latino experience. It's not just Mexican. You know, if you're like in Florida, it's not just a Argentine vibe. It's Caribbean, Latino, Caribbean diaspora, African diaspora in the islands that ingest soccer. So you gotta like lend into it. Similar here, you got all kind of varying cultures that need a chance to express itself. So thank you for sharing that aspect. Let me see.
I only got one other thing to nitpick.
Yes.
And anybody listening to this, you know who you are. Pollo Inca and Inca Mamas are not Peruvian staples. Try better food. That's all.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah. As I've learned, certain restaurants are unacceptable behavior. As I've had bomb.
Do not tell me it's bomb food. That's all.
No. I've had bomb food from Grandmama. my life has forever changed, so I really appreciate it. And let me see, what else? So we talked Angel City, we talked Woman's Day. Yeah, the season is coming. It's almost here. It's gonna kick us in the rear. Look at me driving. But yeah, cool. Thank you, Alex.
Bye.
Hello. So, we're here with, who are you? Introduce yourself to the people real quick.
I'm DJ Adage.
There we go. DJ Adage. If you've been out here in LA, DJ Adage has done some DJing at our little tailgates
with
supporter groups all last season. And so, DJ Adage sat in my seat at the last Angel City game. Well, yeah, when during the preseason game, Club America playing Angel City. And so, wait, have you ever been to a women's soccer game before?
I've been previously? To one, and that was last season.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so then previously you sat where in the stadium?
Oh, man, I was in one of those boxes. What were those called?
Well, the premium. You were like in the premium seats?
In the premium seats.
Yeah, in the field section? Yeah. Okay. So you sat in the midfield box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you had free food?
I did. We had some free food, free hot dogs, unlimited, because they kept coming back.
So it's free. Okay. Yeah. So this midfield box is like in the center. It's on the, I guess, the visitor side.
Yeah.
In the middle section, you gotta go up some. Do you have to go up steps? I can't remember.
I have to go up steps. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like a midfield box section, and so yeah, sit in my premium seat. So how was it getting into the stadium?
Oh, it wasn't bad at all. Like, it's funny because I went the back way, you know, and just so happened that's where the seats were at on the opposite side, and I was like, oh shoot, they're right here. As soon as I walked in, I did have to ask, like, security to make sure, like, this is where I'm going. And they're like, yeah, it's right here. But it was super easy.
All right, so what was the vibe when you got into the stadium? Was it cool?
I mean, yeah, I got in kind of late, like, almost 5-10 minutes before they actually started. So it was a lot of people. Like, I didn't expect it to be a lot of people, especially for, like, a preseason game, you know? Uh-huh. But it was definitely packed. The game was lit, and
hey, that's what's up. All right, so during the game, how did you like the experience?
Oh, it was crazy. It was definitely crazy. It was good vibes. I mean, what, the first 5 minutes we already scored, so yeah. I think that like set the bar for everything. The visitor team, they had a little showdown. The fans, I should say, from the visitors.
Oh yeah, because you were sitting on the side by where they popped off the fireworks.
Yeah, so we couldn't see. So like literally all the smoke just came over to us. But I mean, I feel like it was even worse on the field. So props to the girls for like staying with it, because if I would have been like on the field with them, I would have been like, I'm not playing right now. Because it was like yellow smoke, fireworks. It was crazy.
All right.
It was a good vibe.
Word. All right. So what was your favorite moment?
Honestly, I think the first 5 minutes of the game was my favorite moment.
Yeah, because, it was lit.
Like, I didn't expect us to score so fast. And wasn't it by like a rookie?
Alyssa Thompson.
Yeah, Alyssa Thompson. It's her first like career goal. And like, yeah. I don't know. It was definitely like a big highlight.
All right. So from a cultural perspective, because you black, are there things you would like to there were things you like to see at the game? Or what would you like to see if you came to more games?
More black people? Yeah, more black people, I should say. But I mean, I don't know if I would have expected had a little different experience if I wasn't sitting in those seats, because it was like the visitor side. Mm-hmm. Like for the home, I don't know, like on the home side, if they had a little bit more diversity.
Okay, but I see what you're saying.
It was definitely very, how do I say, queer friendly. Like, I will say that the entire like area. So it was definitely cool. I mean, music. If we had some more music, like live music, I don't know if that's a thing. Like, mm-hmm. You know how with basketball, like, you know,
you talking about some like some bands?
We got some music, bands. I mean, they had a band. They did have a band halftime. So, but
you want some? But so, so you trying to DJ one of these games?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I'm gonna throw my DJ Dodge if y'all need me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, so what kind of song would you play?
Anything hype. Like
some what? If you had, give me a couple songs. Put you on spot.
Oh my god, off top. Listen. Let me see. We gotta dig in Arsenal. Well, I will say I'm gonna put artists out there. We gotta put some Hayley Kiyoko, because I saw her. She was at the game.
Okay.
So I saw her. Kaylani, you know, all the queer favorites. You know, some old school. It was a lot of older people there too that I didn't expect. Uh-huh. So, you know, something for all the crowd.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So, would you bring your friends and family?
Yeah.
If you go again? Okay.
Sure. If we got good seats.
All right. All right, let's see what we can do to make that happen. All right, so you got any upcoming events happening in the near future, DJ?
Let's see. So it's my birthday month.
Happy birthday!
Shout out to all the Pisces. I'm DJing in LA on the 24th. That's a Friday. It's a let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Make sure I got it. It's a girls only sponsored event. So it's mostly, you know, it's an event for queer women, hip hop, R&B. It'll be at the 10 in DTLA.
Okay. So
it's like one of the new bars out there, on the 24th. I'll be closing out the night from 12 to 2. So come through before if y'all want to get good spots.
But come through. Yeah. DJ Dodge was killing it the last time I went to one of these events.
Yeah.
Had it lit, had it turned up.
Yeah, it was definitely lit. It was a lit night. But yeah, this definitely gonna be a good one because it's my birthday month, so we going up.
We going up. All right, cool. So thank you, DJ Dodge, for coming through. Maybe you DJing sometime in the near future in an Angel City situation. Maybe get some tickets. You might see. All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. Say bye.
Bye.
Back. So
yeah,
what do we think? That was a lot of editing. Those are the interviews.
It was. I mean, but I think it was good. I think it was great to hear Black fan perspective of, you know, both what they're looking for in the team. You know, talking football knowledgeably, right? But also, yeah, I was really excited to hear that. And then, obviously, International Women's Day, talking about the women that inspired you both on the pitch and off the pitch, and getting to hear some of the players, getting to hear, you know, a young Alyssa Thompson, you know, break down some of what she saw in the match, and obviously scoring her first goal for Angel City in a match. Yeah, it was just, it was really good. And I think this is probably more of what they would have wanted to do last year before they became injury SC.
Yep.
And there's, I mean, there's a lot of talent on that squad, and I said it wouldn't happen. I think whatever they gave up for Alyssa Thompson was worth it. You know, it pays to live in LA sometimes, right? I've heard about it for a while, and she's as advertised. So, obviously young, it's preseason, right? You can't go by one game, but I think she will be just fine. I think she'll be very good for a very long time.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I mean, you were there.
Yeah, it was cool. Really cool experience. It was packed. It was 15,000 on a Wednesday in May.
On a Wednesday, yeah.
On a Wednesday. What was I going to say? Oh, for International Women's Day, did you have women who were inspirational for you on and off the pitch?
I have a lot of women who inspire me. Not to be like every male footballer alive, but obviously my mother is a very big inspiration for me. But no, seriously, like some of my heroes are Ida B. Wells and Dorothy Height, Fannie Lou Hamer.
Okay.
Harriet Tubman. I have a Harriet Tubman sweatshirt, which is a little weird because I don't know if you should be marketing Harriet Tubman, but it's a black owned business. Shout out to Philadelphia T-shirt print work. But yeah, it's just, there's always a reason, right? And there's always a reason to celebrate women who inspire us. And all women, not, you know, I mean all.
Yep.
That's been in the news a lot lately. So I just want to make sure we iterate that. And I'll include our non-binary siblings in that as well. So yeah, it's just great to see this sport growing and hopefully getting healthy so that can continue, because these players deserve to be professionals. But when you see it, you can be it. So, yeah. What do you have?
My mom, of course,
raised
me by herself and then went to medical school. Well, she got her PhD in pharmacology, toxicology. So if you don't know who my mother is and you know my name, then you can put two and two together. I'm just saying. Yeah. If you know my real name, then you know my mom. And all she sacrificed for me. So, yeah, mom's really special. And then, well, my grandmother's no longer with us, but she was super important to me. And she actually spent her life servicing people who were in correctional facilities and helping them effectively get out and give back to the world. She had buildings named after her in Nashville. So, I can't shout her name out because then you'd figure out what my real name is. That's a problem. But yeah, that's off the pitch. I mean, let's see. On the pitch, I mean, okay. Honestly, any black woman who survived in this sport because of all the nonsense, madly inspirational. Because, I mean, the more we learn, I'm like, couldn't be me. I would CNN, the whole thing.
Something new every day.
And we learn something new every day. And I'm like, yo, I don't know. But yeah, all the black women who were playing on the pitch, for sure.
For sure.
I mean, other than that, let me see. It was a really dope experience. Club America fans, like, off the chain. chain. I want the trumpet.
Y'all got them fireworks in there.
Y'all need to get some maracas. My Angel City people, y'all gotta get some maracas, some triangles, some xylophones, quads. It's a whole list of stuff. They had it up in there. Tambourines. The fireworks, I was like, y'all wildin'. But it was dope.
Just yellow smoke. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It was lit. And yeah, the whole experience was cool. Yeah, they were tired. But yeah, it was cool to see various people live and in direct and in person. So don't preseason.
All right. Okay. We love to hear it. We really do.
All right. So we're gonna quickly do some hits and riffs.
Okay.
Am I gonna go first?
Yeah, I think you should.
All right. So actually, my one hit that's new. It's funny. So you've heard Erica allude to 21. Can you do something for me? Well, what she's referring to is Rich Flex by Drake and 21 Savage, as in this.
Yeah. I guess we can allow Drake in this conversation. Yeah.
21. Can you do something
Hello?
For me?
Yeah.
Can you hit a little Rich
Flex? Wait, wait, okay.
21.
Are we just doing one thing? Hello. All
right, we did 20. Rich Flex.
Oh, okay.
And then what's the other one? I don't know. What's the old song that has touched my soul? Let me go. Pull to. I mean, that's doing a lot. That's doing a lot.
Okay.
Oh, Slow Jams. Bye.
Wow. Tania and what's it called? You're my slow jams. I'm romance. You know another one?
Yep.
Bye. I heard that song in a while. Wow. That is a. Wow. That's a deep cut. That's a deep cut.
But yeah, that song with Tamia, Babyface, Quincy Jones. And then eventually Barry White. I didn't know he was on the extended version.
Mm-hmm.
They be talking too long. I'm be like, y'all interrupted the flow. But anyway, that was my two songs. You got two songs since you're in New York? Oh, God.
I do have two songs. I can do that. So you said to me, and I was like, ooh. I don't think I did this one.
Who?
Spend My Life With You.
Oh.
Me and Eric Benet.
Spend my life.
And I can see you every morning when I open my
eyes.
And that one. So Tamia is clearly the theme for this week, but it's not a bad person to have on things on brand. You can honestly do Tamia every week. So
I mean, her first album is still undefeated. Is one of the most bomb ass albums ever.
It is an incredibly solid piece of music. She has several good albums, actually.
Her first album was produced by Quincy Jones, and it, from instrumentation to lyrics, supported her voice appropriately.
He backed her wholeheartedly. So,
Lord, it's still some of y'all probably has made since some of them songs. Put a mood on your heart. Yeah.
I think we've done that one in the past.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Did we do? You put a.
That's one of the first ones we ever did. I think. Yeah, I think it's one of the early ones.
We had a whole baby making playlist.
Well, hey, it's fan. So we're both fans. And then newish, I guess, is Float. Janelle Monae, and it's featuring Sean Kutsi and Egypt 80. Yeah. And again, on theme, International Women's Day, Women's History Month.
I'm
I'll pretty much listen to anything she does. So, yeah,
that's dope.
That's what I got.
All right, cool. So, do we got any shout outs this week?
Speaking of songs, women who got shit done, I know we mentioned them before because stuff was popping off, but. For real, shout out to Wendy Renard and Keddie Diatu, Diani, Boom, and Marie Antoinette Katoto, because ding dong, the
ding
witch
dong,
is dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Yeah, the French coach.
Corinne Deacon is gone.
Yeah, she got sent on. So hopefully they get a for real coach. Hopefully the French don't get in their way. Put a for real coach and let them, they can go win y'all World Cup shit. Bring in the people who y'all got ballers. They ain't even on the roster and they already, shit.
one of the deepest talent pools in the world.
Right.
So we'll see what it looks like. Obviously, it's not ideal to fire your coach in March when the World Cup's in July, but
she needed to be.
Yes, she needed to go, and I don't know. It might spark something in those players, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably so many people to shout out.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
Caicedo.
Oh yes, Linda Caicedo scoring the game winner. I can't believe we got her. Oh,
she scored a game winner for Real Madrid. Did I slaughter her name? I'm sorry.
Linda Caicedo. Caicedo, yeah. And then, shout out, Bunny Shaw just became the all-time season. Bunny Shaw. Khadija. She became the all-time goal-scoring leader, I think, in a season for Manchester City, if I'm not mistaken. And she is currently at 16 goals in 15 games in the WSL. So, the record's 22 in a season. So, we shall see.
She probably will break it.
Well, a tie or a break. Yeah, I think she's definitely got a shot at it. She is inevitable.
Yep.
I think it's her and Kern and everybody else. So, and I just want to shout out one of the most intelligent footballers around. So, she's more than just her physicality. So, that's it. That's all I got for
today. Also, shout out to Lauren James, even though you sent that crispy, beautiful pass that slunk that team that I sometimes claim. That was fire. That's it. I mean, I don't know nobody else. Anybody else?
No.
Did we forget any people? We didn't forget nobody. But yeah.
No, I think, if we did, the people will let us know as always. But yeah.
So. Yeah, shout out to, shout out, welcome back, Sarah Gordon. Shout out to Alyssa.
Yeah.
Madison Hammond playing six. Shout out to all the black people. Everybody who's out here. So, yeah, that's it. All right, so shout out to all the Two Cents family, all y'all. Y'all know who y'all are.
Yeah.
I don't have to listen.
We're not doing all that.
And then also,
we ain't going on.
The Lord Skyscraper, Tyrone. Latavius, LaShawn.
We added Tyrone?
No, I made it up. I've added.
Okay.
He was supposed to have a Tyrone. He did something. He was wilding this week. But Gaudy
Games
entered this stuff. Oh, yeah, we might do a bracket challenge. We're going to do that for real and actually prepare for it. We're going to do brackets.
We got like 2 days.
It's March Madness. We got March Madness brackets to prepare. And then also, shout out to everybody around the world. That's it. That's all we got. All
right.
Oh, next episode, we are shooting a particular kind of roundtable. You'll see what it is when we do it. But
yeah,
it's the beginning of several things that are coming at you in your forehead. So, patrons, in particular, get ready because there's content we got to record. We got y'all. You're going to hear a couple of things this month. And then, other than that, that's it. That's a wrap.
All right.
So what are we going to do? We going to stay hydrated? Is that what we do?
Stay melanated.
And then, we going to make sure black women are always celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And we're not going to have any more alarms interrupt our recording. But yeah, we're going to make it do what it do. We appreciate you. And yeah, we'll holler at y'all. Peace.
All right. Peace out.